So our dearest Didi came into Gyan in 62 in Mumbai, where she already finished her studies and was working as a doctor in hospital. And in the years of 71 and 72, traveled around a lot of countries, like in the USA and also in Asia. And from 75, you went to Australia. And after that, you became director of Australia, New Zealand, China and Korea. And from 2009, Didi is also in charge of Gyan Sarovar. And what I personally like very much about Didi is how Didi, I know you had a lot of experience and obstacles that you were victorious about during all the years of service you have done. And your presence is always very detached, very cool, but to me, an example about how it goes together, being very loving and warm, and at the same time, cool and detached. And also really a mother and a lot of humor, which is also very nice. And Didi is very essenceful also in her classes. So no waste in whatever, no thoughts, no words. So Didi is very essenceful. And Didi comes from a family which already was involved in dedication to charity. And Brahma Baba was the example for Didi to follow the example of dedicating her life to Baba, to Shiv Baba, but also in helping people, and became a double doctor, physical as well as spiritual. Please give a warm hand for Didi. So Didi, we would like to do the feedback session now with her parents. So did you know how all the parents have... First we start with 2 minutes meditation and then we do the feedback session. So now we have the feedback session and I would like to ask you, could you share one of the main points which you liked very much about the retreat we just had, or a realization you had, like what came to you, or a sharing of what you're feeling or experiences about this retreat. To me, maybe to break the ice a little bit.
Om Shanti. What I found out about, like, victory is guaranteed, right? And I feel victory is guaranteed when you are with Baba. And in this particular retreat, it is vices identified with courage to overcome the obstacles, remove the weaknesses and vices to make yourself complete and perfect. So that's what victory stands for me.
Beautiful, thank you.
Om Shanti. The biggest takeaway for me is the thinking, speaking and acting, all three of them must be in alignment. So that's what I thought should be my goal for 2014, at least make that effort to reduce the margin there. And also, like the sister pointed out, the faith, 100% faith, determination, courage and patience, never give up. And that's what will take me to victory. So those are my takeaways. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. What I liked most about the retreat was that health and fitness session in which the sister, she highlighted the importance of everyday exercise and how one, along with being soul conscious, should also be health conscious.
It is something to do with dealing with the children, their children, parents dealing with, but it is something beyond that. So when I heard about Brother Atam Prakash, he said that your relationship with Baba is very important. That is myself relationship, I am the child, and the father relationship is strong, I've got a right to have the victory of whatever father has got. So this relationship should be improved. That's more important. So So what I was looking out for, I got it here. And plus with all the diet also is so important. It affects our thinking, our mood changes, the type of food we should eat. That was also very nice. And yesterday we had a dancing. Things are so relaxed, and how you feel so deep peace and love. It is a reflection of ourselves, is the mirror which can be recognized from outside. So these things, when we entered this place, they kept a bindi for us here, bindu. So now we can show the below that we can draw a line to show that we are the victory. The things. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I've learned two catchphrases out of the retreat of the parents. These are the soft power versus the hard power. The hard power is associated with the West, while the soft power is that of the East, where we belong. And all the global leaders, be they spiritual, be they scientists or political, all now exceed that indeed we are on the right track. The meditation, the yoga is what we call the soft power. And indeed, it is through these non-violence method that we achieve solutions to the global issues we are now in today. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My realization has been that all my life experiences are not accidental, and my challenges, and with Baba's help, when I meet those challenges, that is how I become victorious. So it is in the little things that I do, in the daily interactions with my wife, children, colleagues at work. It is when I look at the challenges that I face with them, and I go into meditation, and I say, Baba, this one interacted with me in a certain way. I didn't like it. How can I change the situation? And my victory will come through that. That has been my realization. Thank you.
Om Shanti Didi. I just wanted to share that when we did the activity exercise, and at the end when we brought our hands close and we were thanking the body, thanking the musician, as she was saying, and then she said, thanking this place, and it hit me that every year we come here and we're so taken care of, we're so pampered, we're fed, you know, and loved and cared for, and we really, I didn't do that in a proper way, like thanking Baba's home, thanking Madhuban and Gansarovar, and it just gave me that awareness, and that how much we are given and how much we are taken care of, and it's just worth a world of thanks to give. So that was my realization in this retreat, that I haven't done that before. But thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti. For me, I can say all the sessions were really enriching, and what is most important here is that when we come into BK life, most of our BK members, BK families, normally they neglect their health. And we can see now we have many of our elder brothers and sisters who have really become old. And because we are a bit, in some way, we are as if enclosed in a cell, and we cannot share our problems with non-lucky families. So even if we have the non-lucky families, we cannot relate to them our problems, because might be we have been thinking that we are might be too perfect, we are too good, and we have neglected our health. And we have met many of our brothers and sisters and elderly where they have health problems. And because we are not living close to each other, we sometimes do not share our problems. We just come to us and then we go. And when we have problems, some of our brothers and sisters, we don't see them. And one go to look at them. And we suffer a lot. And the health system that we have now, I think that this will be helpful to us, because in Mauritius, we have started a healthcare center, and we are focusing a lot about how to help all our BK members who are suffering from many diseases, especially we have got cardiovascular diseases. Okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. For me, Vedanti class was an eye-opener. We gave her a topic to speak about, and then when she came, she said, if you remember, I don't like the topic, no vices. No need to have victory over vices, because if you think that you need overcome vices, there is a struggle. And the way to be victorious is just, the vices are not there. I already conquered them and continue from that stage and not think that I need to overcome any vices. So that means leave them behind. They're not there. Yes, maybe they will, something will pop up. But just remember, okay, I'm victorious. I already seen it. Let it go. Don't think that I need to overcome the vices. It's already been accomplished.
Shanti, my name is Aruna. I came into Gyan even 2 years. But in these 2 years, I renounced so many things, like with the help of Baba. But only one thing, when before I coming here to the Madhuban, this is the first time. I'm not much in yoga. So I told Baba that I have to experience something from here. So first we stayed in Pandavan. There I experienced maybe the vibrations. Something is touching me, but I could not feel anything. But after coming here, I don't know, due to the weather or due to the nice breakfast, I used to feel sleepy so much. So much after coming and before coming to this. So yesterday, Sister Maureen, I just talked to her. I don't know, so many classes we will take, but some people will touch us with the some other people's, like some classes. So yesterday I just straight away asked Sister, this is the what I'm feeling since from 3 days. And after just 2 days, we are going to leave. But what I'm experiencing here. So she told maybe because of laziness. So yeah, really I thought it, and yesterday night I felt, really I'm feeling, I'm myself giving chance to laziness. That is of one of the Maya is, it's laziness. So I need to overcome it. So today, after breakfast, I set my mind, I felt, and I went to Baba's room up, and I said to Baba, yes, today I don't want to feel any sleepiness here. Then I came here and did meditation. Really, I felt very happy. I didn't feel any sleep. And this is what I want to continue, and this retreat helped me that. And I will continue that in coming new year also. I will feel more experiences. Thanks so much for conducting these retreats.
Om Shanti. I've been in Gyan for nearly 15 years and been coming to Madhuban for many, many years. This is the first time actually I've attended a retreat in Madhuban. And when I came, I just wanted to come and see Baba because I'd missed 2 years since I've been to Madhuban, and there was this pull to come and see Baba very strongly, so I booked the tickets very late. I knew there was a youth retreat which my son could attend, but it was a really nice surprise to find there was a parents' retreat, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The title was very great. I've learned quite a bit about myself, and to be with Baba after 2 years here and experience different things really from being in October, but I really enjoyed it. So I'd like to thank Baba, Gyan Sarovar, and everybody who put the retreat together as well. Thank you.
Beautiful silence. Is there anyone else who would like to share? I'll like to share one of the things during this retreat. Every year it becomes more challenging in different kind of ways, which actually I like very much, because I know that every challenge, the more challenges you get, to know that victory is guaranteed afterwards. You have to go through it and then it's not nice. But now, after many challenges, and I think you as a parent also know that once you have overcome the challenge, you have become stronger and you have learned something. And that's for me also always to hold on and to go on, because I know once I've got through the motion, there will be this realization and this extra power from Baba. And it will bring me actually closer to Baba. And just this morning I realized that I was for some time actually, and it was so nice because this morning we had the virtue reporters, the children, and because they asked about what is your virtue, and then I realized after some time, I've been fighting a quality that I have, like a child. I don't want to do this. I don't like this. Why do I have to do this? It was like in the back of my mind. And so this morning I realized, why are you resisting this? This is your quality, you got it from Baba, and he uses you to use this quality. So then I thought, oh, I have to put away all those waste thoughts about this so that I can fully be used by Baba in this quality and to have no waste about it, but to feel happy about it. That was my realization this morning. Okay, then I think the feedback form that you all have, you can just write it also after the session. We have at the back the red folder where you can put it in. And now I think it's a good time to give the word to Didi. Okay, first you want to have questions. Okay, so are there any questions that you would like to ask Didi about this retreat, about our role, challenges? Any question?
Didi, I don't know whether this is okay to ask in the class, but I will, and we can defer if it's not appropriate. When we are sharing Baba's knowledge outside to our colleagues and friends, I know 100% it is God who is coming and who is speaking. But for somebody who do not know that this is God, and especially in India, many people claim to know God or having God in them. How do we tell somebody, especially a double foreigner soul who have completely different background, to compel and at least to feel that experience of God by coming to Brahma Kumaris?
So your question is for double foreigners or so now there are three types of people. Some are atheists who believe there is nothing like God. There are some people who are agnostic. They say maybe or may not be. And some atheists who believe in God. So now your question is how to make them believe that there is God, or how to make them believe that you are taught by God.
My question is that this is the real God.
This is real God. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, that's for India. India, they will ask many questions. Now, what I say is, if it is from Indian background, who are asking, how can you say that this is God? For them, what we have to say is, now there are many gurus who claim to know everything, or they know God, or they are incarnation of God, or whatever it is. But what you say, have to say your experience. Don't say that is wrong, but what is your experience, why you say that Shiva Baba is God? So for Indian, it's very easy to just say why you think Shiv Baba is God and how you believe that Brahma is the medium. For them, first we have to say, see, we have got so many scriptures and gurus and all, and everybody has got different opinion. Now, those who think that they are knowing God, they should have good connection and they should experience God's love or power or peace. Whereas what I have observed is, you know, those who go to satsang, they enjoy satsang. They may think their guru is the incarnation of God or he has realized God. But problem is, when we ask the devotees, we have done so many pilgrimages, we have done so many satsang and you do prayer and all, how much you have experienced God. Because we are singing His praises, ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of bliss. If we have connection with God, we should be experiencing that. Whereas the experience of most of us, even I can share my experience, I usually say, I used to have rosary in my hand and chant Ram, 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 but it was mechanical. My mind was wandering everywhere. Same way, the bhagats may be doing their worship, and whilst doing worship, if there is phone, they will listen, who is ringing, what's happening, who is at the door. So there is no concentration. They do it just for the sake of doing it, to satisfy that, okay, I've done my worship, my day's routine, so they do it as a routine, without knowing or without having connection. Now what we have experienced, that we say God is knowledgeful. No, when we don't know anything, what we say? No, if somebody asks, what about this, what about that, we don't know, what we say? God knows. So we know that God knows everything. So God, who is knowing everything, has given us the knowledge about Himself, about us, about the world cycle or history, geography of the world. And it's all logical. Otherwise we used to believe everybody is God. Hundreds of deities as God amongst Hindus. And if you see, Ram is worshipping Shiva, Krishna is worshipping Shiva. Shankar is also doing tapasya. No, he's not doing tapasya with himself, isn't it? He must be doing tapasya with Supreme God. And know that picture of the Father of all is one. So you can say, in corporeal point of light, everybody believes in God. Whichever religion. But human form, Ram's devotees will not believe in Krishna, or Krishna's devotee may not believe in Hanuman, or all these different devotees will focus on their deity. Whereas those deities are also worshipping Shiva. Ram also at Rameshwar worshipped Shiva. Krishna Gopeshwar also temple, you can see him worshipping Shiva. So Shiva is known as Mahadev, the great deity. So he's the supreme. And so we have got clear knowledge. It's not wishy-washy. This is also God and that is also God and God is everywhere. Because in Hindu scripture, if you study Gita properly, in three chapters, God has described differently. On one hand, He says, I am the resident of Paramdham. Yad gatva nivyantante tad dhamam paramam mama. That sloka is there. In other sloka he says, sarve suradaye sannishtevam. That I am in the heart of everybody. In another sloka he says, amongst the best mountain, Himalaya, I am there. Amongst the best horse, I am there. Amongst the best river, I am there. So now where is God? So now we are getting clear understanding that God is in Paramdham, beyond sun, moon, star. Then our own experience of meditation, that through my meditation I have experienced God. And those who have talked to God personally, like I can say, God, I have talked to God myself personally. I have talked to Him. I have eaten with Him. So that's my experience. Also we can say that the transformation in the lives of so many people, how many people have transformed? Gamblers have given up their gambling addict. Alcoholics have given up alcoholism. Chronic alcoholic, they have given up. Smokers have given up smoking. And I know of quite a few heroin addicts have given up. Heroin, cocaine, hard drugs. They have been able to give up those addiction. That's God's power. Then we have thousands of couples staying in the family and observing celibacy. They are detached. They are doing business but not greedy. So whatever has been thought as impossible has been possible. Difficult things have been easy. The transformation of short-tempered people, so many have become calm. Those who are worried, they have become carefree. Those who are stressed, now they are relaxed. And the medical benefit we have seen among so many of the BKs, the cancer patients who were given prognosis that they will live only 6 months, they are still alive after 6 years. So the medical benefit, how much they have benefited. At the age of 93, Brahma Baba's mind was so alert and body was so fit. Even Dadi Janki at age of 96 also, how active she is and how her mind is so sharp and alert. So we have got examples of yogis living a long life and healthy life. So that is all the proof that it is not, because we have tried so much to change ourselves, we couldn't change. Now it has been so easy. The vision. Because whatever history, geography Baba is telling, so many people had had the vision. So we are not telling just the tall stories or imagination of somebody, but it has been shown in the vision. And finally, we hear the God's versions, direct versions. God incarnating in Bharat, and He telling, okay, forget the scriptures and worship and pilgrimages and all. Some authority is there. But in Murli also, He gives direct versions. Remember me. Otherwise all the gurus and prophets will say, remember God. Though their followers will say He is God, but they will say, remember God. So, nobody can challenge our experience. Follow? They can challenge about jnana, but not our experience. So that's how Baba says you should share your experience. Now those who are agnostic or atheist, what we tell them, or whatever theory they don't believe, I tell them, okay, forget about it. No, because some people say, oh, how can you say world is, every 5,000 it repeats, and what about dinosaurs, and what about carbon dating, and all sorts of things. You say, okay, leave it aside. First, you listen what Baba is telling, meditate. And I've seen so many agnostic people have become Baba's children. So many atheists also have become. Because when they experience through meditation, then naturally they have to believe. So that's why we say, okay, if you want, try and experience. Try and follow Baba's teaching for 1 month, 2 months. You are nothing to lose apart from giving your time. So try an experience. If you can experience, if you enjoy it, carry on. Otherwise, you can do whatever you like. So that way, we try to help them in that way. But more we speak with our faith and our experience, then people will agree. Because as we can see in most of the churches, even the priests are now against following celibacy, or they are not able to follow. All this child abuse, sexual abuse, in any religion we'll see, whether it's a Hindu, whether it's a Buddhism, we find that the monks or priests who are preaching, they are not able to follow anything. Whereas Baba's children staying in the family are doing this. It's not any ordinary person's job, no? This is the Almighty who is giving us strength to follow all these things. So that's what we tell them. Whether they believe or not, if it's in their fortune, they will believe and do something. If not, they will keep on arguing. And that's where Baba says, don't break your head over them. Just give them some time. If they follow, well and good. If they don't follow, we have sown the seed. So sometime or other, they may come and believe. Okay, anybody, anything else? And Baba always share your experience with your friends and relatives. Don't give them gyan too much. But share your experience. See, if they see your transformation, they will be impressed and want to learn more. Okay, anything else?
Didi, many times we say that we have 100% faith. As the sister said before, I have 100% faith in Baba, I have 100% faith in Dharma, 100% faith in time, 100% faith in myself. But how can we really know that we really do have 100% faith? And if it's not 100%, what would be the sign for that?
Now, if I have 100% faith in myself, then I will not doubt whether I can do or not. I want to do and I will do it. No doubt. no hesitation, no lack of confidence or nervousness. So people will have then self-respect. When they have faith in themselves, they will have self-respect also, and they will proceed to do whatever is to be done. Now, faith in Rama is, we will know, if we are asking question, why it happened, it should not be like that, and if somebody keeps on thinking repeatedly about mistakes, it means you don't have faith in Rama, Whatever was in Rama has finished. If somebody is worrying, it means they don't have faith in Rama that whatever will happen will be good. Because that's what Rama said. Rama says it's a variety drama. So if I ask question why these people are like this and why can't they do like this, it means I haven't got that faith. It's a variety. It has to be like that. So there will not be so many questions once one has that faith. They will say, okay, that's it. It has happened. So they will completely give full stop to the past, full stop to the worry, so they will be carefree and accept drama as it is. Variety roles, variety people, and not have expectation. Because otherwise we have expectation, no? My children should be like that. Especially when we are possessive, we expect them to be like this. No, it's a variety. Both children will not be same, or whatever number of children you have, they can't be same because it's a variety. So accept whatever is happening, whatever has happened, whatever will happen, we have to accept it. Faith in Baba. Then Baba's Jnana also, it will be faith in Baba means Baba's Jnana, Baba's teaching, Baba's system, everything. So we will not ask this question, why Baba said like this in the Murli? How can God say like this? No, sometimes some people say, how can God speak like this? If Baba is saying, I remember in early days, double foreigners had to tell Rajubhai to delete. In the Murli there were children are like scorpion in the Kali Yuga. So double foreigners, they had so much objection. How can Baba say like this? So we had to tell Raju, now take it out. Don't have some points like that which some people can have some questions or doubts. But if you have faith, you have to see the context and meaning behind that, not the words, because sometimes, foreigners especially, they stick to the word and take everything literally. No, but we have to now, Baba is telling with certain meaning. And we have to understand the meaning rather than ask the question how and why and what and where. Because that's the drama. Because so many questions people ask about whether it's a drama or Baba. Because when I was on a recent tour, somebody asked me, now if Dadi Gulzar or Dadi Janki leave the body, what will happen? I was asked this question. So I said, I will not think about it. Whatever will happen. Baba's task will continue. Brahma Baba became aware, Mama left body. Baba's task is continuing and it will continue. Why should you ask such question? But at the same time I said, I'm sure Dadi will not go until, Janki Dadi will not go until she takes all of us back. she is so determined to make all of us perfect. So even if she's so sick, no? If there is going to give class, she's invited to give class, she will get up and go and give class. So I know she has got such willpower that her mind is over matter. If she decides she wants to do, she will do. Recently, what happened, there was IPIP retreat. And Dadi was supposed to come only for morning session. But when she saw morning session, the people are so many and so much interested. You know, she arrived around 3 o'clock. No, she came around 3 o'clock. And I met her at around 6 o'clock and she said, I come here but my blood pressure has gone high and I couldn't sleep, so I'll be going after class. So Praveena and Hansa prepared everything. The car was ready below Harmony Hall, so that after class usually Dadi goes straight to Shantivan. So they had packed everything and brought the car and she said, I'm not going tonight. She said, I'm not going. Hansa Praveena said, Dadi, come, it's too cold here, so your blood pressure is high. She said, no. And she stayed 2 days. The thing is, means Dadi has got that willpower. And she is so much service-oriented that I said she will never go before destruction. She will take all of us back together. So the thing is, such question arises, why this and how this and all. It means either faith is not there in drama or God. Because even sometimes people say, no, they think too much nowadays, no? Brahman specially, scientist-minded, start calculating this and calculating this and and thinking about this and that. And the thing is, for me also it happened, because when I came new in Jnana, I had this question that how come cycle repeats identically. And how can I say, Shiva Baba's God is very easy, but Brahma Baba is medium, how can I say? So once I heard all the stories of Yajna, you know, how Baba was, how Baba through trans messenger gave so much jnana and accurate things and everything. So I said, it must be God. If God is there, whatever He's telling is truth. So I didn't then ask how come drama is 5,000 and how it repeats identically and all sorts of things. I said, that's what Baba says, okay. That's right. So the thing is, once we have that faith that Baba is telling. You know, because many times people say, no, Baba has been telling from beginning only 1 year for destruction, you know, only few years now. First He used to say only 1 year. Then He started only 76, it will be destroyed. So when 77 came, people started. Those who didn't have faith, no? They were observing celibacy and purity, So many people got married in 77. They said, we don't want to stay now single. We got married. Because there was no faith. So if it didn't happen, then they said, okay. So that's how we find faith in Baba, faith in Rama, faith in ourselves, and faith in knowledge. And then we don't ask why, what, why, how. So that's whatever happens, we just remain observer and not get affected, either upset or disillusion. Because sometimes, you know, people get disillusioned. You know, Baba said it didn't happen, it may not be true. So it's not like that, you know. There is some meaning, because Baba wanted to taste many times how far children's faith is there. Because I remember Nirmal Shanta Dadi was sharing her experience. Because in those days, early days, they never used to go to doctor. Whatever sickness was there, they will ask trans messenger to bring message from Baba. And she had 104 degrees temperature. So first Brahma Baba asked her, do you want to get doctor to see you? She said, no. Then trans messenger brought the message that she has to take bath with ice cold water. So Baba asked her, do you really want to take ice cold water? She said, yes. Baba said, I'll go. So Baba ordered, Brahma Baba ordered somebody to bring half a bucket full of ice cold water and brought to the bathroom. So Baba had mercy, Brahma Baba. He said, trans messenger, please go and check with Baba again whether you really want her to take this cold bath. Then Sri Baba said, not through trans messenger, I was just checking her faith. She doesn't have to take bath. She just had to have the ice pack on her body and sponge with ice cold water and have some ice water bag on her head, and she became all right. But that's how, you know, sometimes Baba used to say, this wall is going to fall in 2 hours. And if it didn't fall, then those people who didn't have faith will say, but Baba said, see, it will fall and it hasn't fallen. What's happened? But those who had faith, they said, Baba must be tasting our faith. So that's how Brahma Baba used to taste the faith of many children, or Shri Baba also tried to check how much faith somebody had. Because those who didn't have faith, no? Pakka faith. So as soon as the part of beggary came, Om Shanti, they left Yajna. They said, oh, my relatives are inviting, I'm getting sick here, I can't eat this millet roti and buttermilk. That was the only food they were given. So they said, oh, I'm getting sick with this food, I can't stay here. So they left Yajna. But those who had full faith, they said, Baba, whatever will happen, we live in your door, we will die at your door. And they stayed. So that's what happens when Maya comes. If your faith is not pakka, or if you have got bad company, then easily people get distracted. But if somebody has pakka faith, then Maya also can't deceive them. Otherwise Maya is all the time. Today also Baba was saying, no, Maya is checking all the doors. If the door, one door is open, Maya will take you away or attack you. And that's what happens if there is no faith. Maya will come in one form or another, doubts and then bad company and they will leave jnana. Okay.
BK knowledge looks more closer to Hinduism because is it a simplified version of the Hinduism knowledge nicely packaged, or is it can we say it's unique or separate? It has nothing to do with the Hinduism, because we say cite examples of deities and.
You mean Baba's jnana is more suitable for Hindus?
No, it's closer to Hindus or the Hinduism knowledge.
Definitely. Because Hinduism, we are talking about every aspect apart from some misunderstanding about Gita or about God being omnipresent and all. Otherwise, most of the things of Hindu religion, there is so much, because it was Baba's jnana started in India. And so it continued. The Vedic religion or some of those, our system and custom of this Brahman continued in all throughout the cycle. Whereas other religions, Christ took only some part of Baba's teaching. They got message from Baba. All the prophets got message from Baba, but they accepted only part. And so you'll find after Hinduism, we'll have most number is Christian. Then the third is Islam. No, Buddhism. And fourth is, last is Islam, is the Om Shanti. So whatever system and whatever knowledge Baba has given, at least the dharana continues in Satyug and Treta, and from Copper Age, as we see it, there is that sort of a little bit bhakti started. And that also, the custom in system and bhakti also similar, but then so many opinion because of gurus and scriptures and all.
Om Shanti. If I'm not wrong, yesterday Dadi said that Sister Janki asked Dadi Guljar about that, how she did a Ruh Rehan in Avaktavatan with Baba, with Brahma Baba. So I just want to ask your experience. Is it really without words, or there's no right and wrong way?
I really didn't understand his question. Did you understand his question?
Yes.
Can somebody...
Yesterday in Dadi Janki's class, she was just sharing with us that she asked Dadi Gulzar that when you go to the subtle regions, how do you talk to Baba? Because you say Baba smiled, he did this, he said this. So what actually happens? Is there a sound or no sound?
No sound.
So he wants to know.
No sound.
Is the
but
right
the
way
thing to... is, in subtle region, what happens is Baba just like a lip movement is there. And the sandeshi or the trans messenger can really pick up what Baba is saying. Because that's why Baba has chosen the medium of Dadi Gulzar, because she doesn't think too much. She doesn't have her own manmat or her own opinion mixed in whatever Baba is. Because interpretation of this signal, you need to have that clear mind, pure mind. And because Dadi Gulzar had such clean, clear and pure mind and not too much thoughts of her own, Baba has chosen her and she can pick up what Baba is telling. So you need that sort of a mind to pick up the signals or, you know, just sleep moment. There is no sound. And Baba shows some scenes also, not only just talks, but many times Baba takes them on a tour and give them experience of golden age or subtle region, etc.
Connecting to his question, same question but part two, you said Dadi Gulzar doesn't think much, her intellect is very simple, so which is very good. So she's the right medium to get the messages from Baba. But we also find that in Madhuban and in many centers, bhog message comes. There was a time when Baba had said that he would stop all bhog messages on Thursdays. But I find it's still continuing and even in different centers, not just in Madhuban. So how much are they interpreting in their own way? Because their intellect is again very different from Dadi Gulzar's.
Means, usually, depending on the trans messenger, the message is okay. But what happened, why Baba stopped is because some people were, it was like acting or their own views. They used to mix it. And in Murli also Baba has mentioned, somebody says, okay, Mama is in my body. And she will be getting angry and shouting and sweeping the backyard and forefront and all with Mama in the body. So their acting was different. Because many people, because I even in my center in Mumbai, one brother used to say, okay, now Shiv Baba is writing through me. So he used to write some Murlis. And there were four or five students who used to go to his place rather than coming to center to listen to Murli. So the thing is, there were many such instances where they say, Mama is in my body. Just as here also in Bhakti you'll see some medium. Some goddess coming and some Amba or goddess coming and... So this is how, sometimes it has happened like that, and that's why only sisters ask Dadi to stop it. And that's why Dadi stopped all these Thursday bhog messages and all. It's sometimes, on some people it's fine, it's not that all the people are, like, facade having mask or it's not all the time. And it depends on the faith of Brahman also, no?
The bhog messages that that sister is talking about, it's not Mohini Ben or the ones that have been selected. Are you talking about other people?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't know that.
Many centers have trans messengers.
All right, this is the first time I've heard this.
No. Means there are there, but Baba has decided and chosen that as a medium. It is Baba's decision. But otherwise, even here, every Thursday Shashi Ben goes in trance and brings messages, or downstairs Rukmani Ben, she also goes. So there are few people who go in trance and bring message, but they don't bring regularly. We had to request them.
Okay, thank you very much, Didi, for this beautiful class and all the answers about Bog message. Now we will start for the closing ceremony. And when we start, we would like the couples to come first, and after that, the rest of the parents can come. We have to do some reorganizing. Also, after the ceremony, there will be a photo session outside. So the camera, the cameraman will arrive at some point. So please stay until after the ceremony so that we all can go outside and have our picture as victorious deities.